He can't walk.
You got anybody outside here? Anybody over at Grace around the assembly that can't walk? Yeah, we got scores of them can't walk. Not spiritually. They're lame. When you were born, how were you born? Were you able to walk when you were born? You were lame when you were. This is a picture. Here's a picture. When you were born lame. Not only were you born lame, you were born blind. No baby is born seeing. Why? It's a picture of salvation. I once was blind. You once were lame. You have to be lame to walk, blind to see, dead to be made alive. These are just pictures. We're all born, not able to see, not able to walk, not able to talk, physically or spiritually. But one thing you did have, you were able to hear. Faith comes by hearing. And that's the picture again, telegraphing the fact that that proceeds. And the last thing you lose is your hearing. I remember there was a man, I buried him since. Mother's a Christian, father's a Christian, sisters were a Christian. He was a baby, he was an alcoholic, did everything wrong. I mean, broke all the rules. But his parents didn't give up on him. He was in Veterans Hospital, and I went to see him. And they said, it would have to be a silent visit because he can't hear you. I said, well, I don't know if you know that or not. I'm going to speak to him anyway. So they left. Okay. It appeared that he was in a coma. But I said to him, I said, Bill, looks like this is it. You're getting ready to cross that great divide, and you're going to drop immediately into hell. This isn't news to you. Your parents have told you this. Your sisters have told you this. Others have told you this. Don't do it. If you can hear me, trust the Lord Jesus. You know the story. You know the message. He died for you. Just for you. I say, you could have been gone already. But God allowed you to hear one more time. Make a long story short. The Lord brought him out of that coma. Yes, he did. Christians prayed like you're praying for those that were mentioned here earlier. Loudman and others. And he came in, and while he was sitting there, just so the people would know, I gave the same story. But when he came out, I went by to see him at home. No, I didn't. Still at the veterans, that was when it was in Allen Park. Went back to see him. I say, Bill, I was here to see you a few days ago. I said, do you remember that visit? He said, I do. I said, oh, interesting. I said, do you remember what I said? He said, yes, I do. That sealed the deal. From that point on, I don't care what it looks like. I'm going to, because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, and the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any double-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And everything is open and naked unto the eyes of him of whom we have to do. It can go where you can't go. This is not a human thing. This is a spiritual thing. And I said, tell me what I said. Because I didn't get fluffed off by him saying, yeah, I heard. No, no. Tell me what I said. And he told me. I said, wow. I said, did you do it? Yeah, I did. And I'm telling you, he came to church. And I repeated the same thing so the rest of the folk would understand and know that the word of God is powerful. And it can do what none other can do. So don't give me this business because he's in a coma. Just forget about it. No, don't forget about it. That's the time to talk to him. That's the time to talk to him. And since then, that's what I've been doing. That's exactly what I've been doing. A certain man was lame. He couldn't walk from his mother's womb and was carried. And so were you. When you were born, you were carried. Somebody carried you. Now let me ask you this. Who are you carrying? got brothers and sisters and people in this neighborhood, in your family. They can't walk spiritually. Are you trying to carry them? Who are you carrying? What else here? And when they laid, whom they laid daily. You know, that tells you something. He had friends that were far more gracious than some Christians are. That's why he that hath friends must show himself to be friendly. My wife and I were sitting out back when you guys, Dan, you went over there and jumped in the bus. I like that. You guys are serious about this thing. I like that. God didn't ask you to fill Curtis up. He just asked you to be faithful. That's all. You can't save anybody anyway. All he asks you to do is let him know you're here. Show love. I'll do the saving. See. You remember Ark Chapel? Noah was the pastor. You go in there Sunday after Sunday. How many people were in there? 7 people. Noah was preaching, not number 8. Noah, Mrs. Noah, Shem, Ham, Japheth, and their wives. 120 years. He didn't get discouraged. Sunday after Sunday. Some people came, some people left. They said, I ain't going there to war. Ark Chapel, nobody there but his family. But they wish and they rue the day they said that. But the day came when they'll think about Curtis and what you were here for. Just be faithful. That's all he called you to do. Just called you to be faithful. That's all. Don't look around and see who's here, who's not here. Are you here? Yeah. Are you here? Are you here for the right reasons? So every man shall give an account of himself to God. Not of your wife. And that's good, fine, but not in that day. You're going to give account of your... Well, she won't come. He won't come. Do you come? Are you faithful? We've seen people... because of their faithfulness. Because sometimes that wife is just watching. Sometimes the husband is just watching to see how faithful you are. Ah, that'll pass. She's been going there for a few weeks, but she'll be back here with me watching, waiting on the ball game, the Lions and the Cowboys. That won't last. But stay faithful. Stay faithful. Sunday after Sunday. There must be something to that. Let me go here with her. Maybe some dude over there she's looking at. Let me go see what's happening. Hey, pretty soon, next thing you know, here comes the husband. That's happened many, we've seen that many, many times. Because they were faithful. They were faithful. See? To ask alms, notice this. He couldn't work. He couldn't walk. He couldn't work. Because he was a beggar. So what? There was a time you couldn't work. You may be out of work now. So the Lord knows that. Remember Elimelech and Ruth and Naomi? He was down in Bethlehem, Judah. And famine came through the land and he went into the country called Moab. Shouldn't have done that. Even if there is seemingly no bread here at Curtis, stay here. Don't leave. It may get a little rocky, a little shady, a little shifty. Some come, some go. Forget that. Demas will leave you. Alexander the Coppersmith will give you a hard time, do you much harm. And Diotrephes will seek to have the preeminence. These three you have to cope with. But that's okay. Stay faithful. That's the main thing. Stay faithful. Worry about it. Nobody told you it would be easy. Worst thing you could tell a newborn Christian, everything's going to be all right. No. No, your problems will just begin. Because Satan hates the fact that you have left the camp. You left his camp. He didn't bother you before. Why? Because he had you. He's not down at the casinos. He's not down there. He's trying to infiltrate Curtis, the good places. See? So he couldn't walk. He couldn't work. And then he was trying to enter the temple. He couldn't worship. Wow, this man struck out 3 times, didn't he? Huh? Here's a man can't walk. Here's a man can't work. Here's a man can't work. Who needs a guy like that? Well, we do, because there was a time when we couldn't walk. We couldn't work. Not for the Lord. You couldn't. Abraham, walk before me. Be mature. Imagine saying that to a 99-year-old man. But that's what it was. 25 years ago, he had told him. Promised him a son by his wife Sarah. 11 years have passed. He's 86. Still nothing happening. And Sarah says, hey, let's help God out. You see that babe that's been going around here that you've been having roving eyes for? He said, why don't you go in and help God? The Middle East is on fire today because of that. 50 wars that are going on today is because of that wow man. I said every war that's going on right now fulfills what God said would happen. He shall be a wow man. I said there are 50 right now. And every one of them, Islam is behind it. Tell me one that's not. A good man doing a bad thing. He's a good man. Abraham was a good man. He did a terrible thing. See, Eli was a good man, priest. But he let his boys play harlotry right there in the temple. Good man. And the Aaronic priesthood was cut off because of him. Good man, no, Samuel, good man. But he didn't hold his boys in check. Didn't hold his boys in check. My wife would tell you, we have three sons. They're not always what we expect from them to be. But there's one thing for certain. And I had just two rules in the house. No disrespect and no dishonor. Oldest son is in his 50s. Countdown from there. That's still the case. No, and you better never dishonor or disrespect your mother. You can disrespect me, but don't disrespect her. I'll put your lights out. Oh, yeah, I'll put your lights out. You don't do that. So I came up in the old school. Fear God. Obey your parents. And obey the police. These kids don't do, not one of them today. They don't fear God. They don't fear their parents. If they know them, don't know who their fathers are. 75% of the households don't know who their father are. See, this is where we have to fish. This is where the fish are biting too. Oh, the fish are biting. But they're not biting in your bathtub. See, that's why I was glad to see that bus come out from here. I was sitting over there watching. See? That's what I like. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So when you stand before God, you can say, Lord, we did what you asked us to do. See, we're not responsible for who comes. We're just responsible for telling them to come. See the difference? So here's a man. Couldn't walk, couldn't work. He couldn't worship. So what did Peter and John do? They brought him. Why? And how did they bring him? Well, silver and gold, we don't have it, but such as we have. Gave it to him. Gave him the word. He didn't tell you to catch fish in here. You catch fish out there. The rest, all the world can do is just bring you to a place where they feel, well, they'll give you something. We can't give you anything. They'll give you something. They curse. And they'll just sit them at the doorstep. But we got something the world doesn't have. To bring them in. To bring them in. And it can happen immediately. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately, didn't have to slap him on his back, say, Terry here, brother, Terry here, you got it, you got it? Yeah, no, keep on tearing, brother, you got it? No, no, keep on tearing. No. None of that Benny Hinn stuff. No. Immediately, he trusted Christ. That man got up. He was able to walk. He was leaping. He was able to work, I'm sure, later, and he was able to worship. First time in his life. First time in his life. And when you see breakthroughs like that, I tell you, they are just dynamic. Why? That's what the Father wants. He seeks. The Father seeks worshipers. The Son seeks those whom he may save. Luke 19:10. The Son of Man has come to seek those that he might be saved. And the Holy Spirit seeks to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. So it's the Father's will. It's the Son's will. It's the Holy Spirit's will. Is it yours? Father, we give thanks that you're able to save to the uttermost, yes, even guttermost, those who have come to you by Jesus Christ. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Stir up our hearts, Lord, that we might be faithful unto death, that we might be granted a crown of life. Pray for Curtis, pray for the neighborhood, pray for their efforts. But above all, we pray that they'll not become discouraged, because we know that is the biggest weapon in Satan's arsenal, is to get Christians discouraged. Discouraged at the meeting, discouraged at the elders, discouraged at each other, and take their eyes off the goal, take their eyes off the enemy. Grant it so, in Christ's name. Amen.